Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to How's the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. The guest for today, believe me, is a bold, fierce and a strong woman. Professionally, she's a lawyer, then a mother of three children, and then was a twist moment, but now a full-time fitness enthusiast. Fitness has powers to redefine yourself, and it's never too late to begin, to continue your passion. She firmly believes in this two statements. I'm completely excited to derive a lot of motivation from inspiring, gorgeous, and extremely talented Sheetal Kotkar. Welcome, Sheetal, on the show.
Thank you, Omkar. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. And it really feels like, you know, we are really obliged that you accepted our invitation and you're finally there on the show.
Oh, I'm very excited. Thanks for calling.
And before we begin, how's Sheetal?
Sheetal is super excited to answer all your questions.
Wow. Lovely. We are really full of Josh right now and let's just head the conversation. All right. So Sheetal, if we trace back your journey right from the childhood, then you started pursuing your law education. So how did you turn into fitness? When did you understand that fitness was your call?
Right. So if you go back to my childhood, and I'm 47, so my childhood was spent outside. It was like every evening my mother had to actually call me, I don't know, maybe 100 times to get me back home. So it was always about playing, movement. It was my highlight of my day. Studies was never, you know, important to me at that age. So physical movement and playing and running was so important that I feel it just continued in my life. Whatever I did, there was movement involved every day in my life. And then the phase of studying came where the law required a lot of studying. And maybe during that phase and afterwards when I worked, this took a backtrack. But afterwards, I got married and came back to Pune, kids happened. Then again, I got into fitness because I got conscious about my body's changing, what's happening. I wanted to know more. And so after finishing law and working as a lawyer for some 4-5 years in Bombay, I got married and came back to Pune, and then I had kids. When I started getting pregnant and having kids is when I got conscious about my body and the whole madness about fitness started again. Every pregnancy, you can see I learned a new form of exercise. I went to Pilates, I did yoga, my walks were on for every day. So that triggered my interest in fitness again. And that has been there since then till today, which is now almost 18 years.
Like, you know, predominantly we speak about fitness that really made you aware when you were in your pregnancies. Like, you know, you started losing the shape or because of the, like, you know, the baby bump that we have. And after that, you really started getting conscious about the fitness.
Yes, yes. During pregnancies, post-pregnancies, during pregnancy, everything. So there is a fitness involved, or rather a person has to be aware about the body changes before, during and after pregnancy. And that was really interesting for me to learn, you know.
Right. And also, Sheetal, we are speaking about the right now moment. Like, you know, right now you're a full-time fitness enthusiast. You're giving fitness training. You're also into Pilates and different forms of exercise. So what would you say about it?
Yeah, so even though I've been a fitness enthusiast for so many years, taking a professionally was not an easy decision. Because about 10-15 years back, when I really wanted to do it, it wasn't as a business or as a as a profession, it wasn't a lucrative idea. You know, I mean, no. So it was always on the back of my mind, but I did not take that step. But today, things are very different. The fitness industry has grown so much. And so about around 4 years back, I decided to do the courses, study different types of trainings. Today I'm doing weight training, functional training, Pilates, and these are the different principles basically I follow to teach my
All right. And if, like, what's your perspective to look towards fitness? Because, you know, if you talk about today's century, this 21st century, if you just open the social media thing, maybe for an example, if you open Instagram, there are so many people posting out their pictures of their bodies, and even women's putting out their pictures in the bitch pictures, or maybe like, you know, just to show out their body. Many people think that that is actually a fitness. But if we see the deep down perspective of a fitness, it's in a broader perspective, there's a lot more to it. So what, according to you, is a fitness?
So probably that person has worked really hard to get that body and is now proud of that body. Having said that, but that should not be the goal and only goal of a person. Fitness is supposed to be to make your life easier, to make you functionally fit, to make you do your daily things, chores, you know, easily without getting tired, without getting aches and pains. That is supposed to be fitness. Fitness is not just to get muscular or not just to get a shredded body to show people. It is also to, it is also not just mainly for being functionally fit.
All right. So, like, you know, to be able to work and give you 100% to the work that you do, to extend your abilities and to extend your potential, is basically a deeper perspective of fitness.
Yes. And I'm talking about work in the sense your daily life. A person, if the power is gone and the elevator is not working, should be able to climb steps. That is fitness, right? If you have to pick up something heavy in the house, you don't need to call your husband or your friend or your neighbor. You should be able to do it. That is fitness for a woman. So that's what I'm trying to say, that along with the looks and body composition factor, being functionally fit is very important.
Exactly. And also in the introduction, I mentioned that there's a firm belief, like, you know, you firmly believe on a statement like there's never too late to perceive your passion. So, correct. Like, you know, what really made you think that it's never too late? So what is your perspective towards it? Sheetal, I'm not getting your voice, huh?
Hello?
Yeah, now, yeah. Now I'm able to get your voice.
Yeah, so should I start again?
No. Huh, you have to start again because I really did not hear anything.
Yeah, so when I say it's never too late, I think I'm the finest example for this. Because at the age of 44, I think I went back to studying. I went to a classroom full of students who were 20 plus, and I sat with them and studied. And I learned, I did this course for personal training. So it's never too late. And then I found out that this was the best thing I could have done for myself, because the satisfaction I get from this work, I have never got before. So maybe I took time to decide and realize what I should have done long back, but then I finally did it. So that's why it's never too late.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's really important in our country, basically. Like, you know, it's very important for everybody to understand that age is not the criteria or age is not the limit. Because even if you look at other country right now, the 40 years women or the 30, 35 plus women, they said that, hey, this is not the age for me to learn anything. But I think you're the true motivation and true inspiration and the right model for everybody to look up to. Because, you know, at any age, you can pursue. If you have the passion, if you have the determination, just go for it.
Yes, sure.
Exactly. And also, there's one more thing, that fitness has power to redefine your life. What is your take to it? Sheetal, I'm not getting your voice. Huh? Just wait until I get your voice. Otherwise, you'll have to again repeat the answer. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. No, it's working. What is happening in between? Your voice is getting broken. Like,
I can hear you very well.
Achha. I think there might be because of some network issues, maybe from my side or maybe from like your side. I'm really not aware of it, but let's just start then.
Yeah.
Do you want me to repeat the whole question again?
Yes, I would like it.
I'll repeat it. Sheetal, we also mentioned one more point that fitness has a power to redefine your life and to redefine your body. So what's your take on that?
Yes. So I feel once you get into fitness, you realize that your body is changing, you're looking better, your mind is changing, you're feeling happier. And this whole feeling and the look is so powerful that your confidence multiplies tenfold. And that then spreads through in your life in other spheres, right? In your relationships with your children, at workplace, everywhere. So it is so powerful, basically.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.